Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Derek Day, a managing director with the Blake Project. Derek, how you doing?
Hey, Kemp. Good to be with you.
I've talked to you before. We were talking last time about the UCX project you were on, the changing of Belknap White and all those brands, Raymond, Cineones, into UCX. You worked on that project. But to step back for a minute, you're a brand strategy expert, and you've worked on brands like Coca-Cola, and I'm excited to talk about this next little project that you've been focused on. That's this woodpicker. I'm calling it a in-store merchandising tool that's got character and that helps consumers navigate the decision on which type of flooring to buy. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, Kemp, I think that's a really good way to classify it. Another way we can describe it is it's a consumer education campaign that's designed to help people understand the difference between real hardwood flooring and wood look substitutes. And I'm being nice when I say wood look substitutes, and I think from the perspective of the Woodpicker Knows campaign, it's really taking on the imitator, those products out there that have flooded the market that aren't real wood. And the reason the Woodpicker Knows campaign exists and is launched this year is because there's been a decline in hardwood flooring sales for the past decade. And a big reason for that has been misleading marketing. So here we have folks in the hardwood flooring business that have seen their business decline, and we have consumers that really have no guide to help them buying hardwood flooring. So we're out to solve that problem.
Let me jump off at a little side for a quick second. I just got back from the CCA Global meeting, and they had a speaker stand in front of the 1,200 independent, most of them family-owned flooring retailers that were there, and they were talking about the consumer's process, and they said that the consumers that enter the funnel and jump out without buying flooring, they've researched why they do it, and it's because of the complexity. They get confused in the process. This is not a smear campaign against the lookalikes. This is just to help the consumer figure out, hey, look, if you buy wood flooring, this is what you get. You make the decision. Am I right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is about helping the customer make better decisions. You're right about complexity, and you know that's the world we live in. And the bottom line is this, choice is the enemy of focus. And what happens so often when a flooring customer comes in looking through all the different wood options, choice fatigue sets in. And what happens? The brain gets overloaded and you just don't buy anything, or you just move on to something else. Complexity weighs it all down. So the Woodpicker campaign is also an educator. We are putting forward preferred hardwood flooring brand picks to help the consumer find their way.
So when I say this is a merchandising tool with character, I want to point out, I mean the animated, you've actually got costumes that when this thing starts ramping up, people are going to be able to put on, or it's just a stand-up display that's made out of cardboard. But the bird, he's got glasses on. He's a wise old advisor to say, hey, look, you can pick any floor here, but if you want real floors, this is what you need to look at, and here's why, right?
Right. And, you know, we chose the woodpicker, who obviously is inspired by the natural world of the woodpecker, because right. We really wanted to signal that this is truly from nature. And we know that hardwood flooring imitators are not from nature, and that is a key strength of the product. And yes, so in the stores, you'll see stand-up displays. There'll be clear signage that help educate the consumer on the benefits of hardwood versus the imitators. At trade shows, that's where we think people will meet the woodpicker in costume and understand what kind of value he's creating, what he's there to do. You know, make no mistake that this campaign, it's designed to shake things up. As I said a few moments ago, the industry sales have been in decline. So we needed to put something in place to claw those sales back.
All right. So real quick, there's a website that's www.thewoodpickerknows.com, knows, K-N-O-W-S. And I'd like for the listener to go to that. You'll see that the NWFA is part of this. You'll see that Mullican, you know, the Johnson City-based producer of American hardwood flooring is part of this. The Chesapeake brand is part of this. And I think you're actually inviting other hardwood brands to consider maybe joining in, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're evaluating them now. And the way, a little bit more about the woodpicker for everybody here, it is research-based. We have a criteria. that we use to evaluate different brands. The woodpicker chooses brands based on that criteria, and some of the criteria is cost of ownership, durability and longevity, environmental impact and renewability. Those are some of the things. So the bar is high when we talk about Mulligan or Chesapeake. They've set the standard there, and we're looking at other brands right now. So if you're a hardwood flooring brand that wants to be considered, please find us at thewoodpickerknows.com. We'd love to talk to you.
Like I said, I was looking forward to this because I love it when there's creativity that actually makes you smile. And I think this is an instance here. Let's say you're a retailer and you want to increase your hardwood sales, which, by the way, has a great margin. It's usually on the upper end. If a store owner wants to bring some of the signage in, they can contact you guys through the website as well, right?
That's right. And this also works for retailers, distributors, and manufacturers, and of course, consumers. Everybody wins here. Everybody wins from a business standpoint, from a customer satisfaction standpoint. And, you know, hardwood flooring, it deserves to be back at the top. It's that kind of product. It's a very special product. And so we're actually going into 2026 here with a lot of optimism. We have had a lot of interest in the woodpicker campaign.
Okay, Derek, I appreciate you spending time with us and telling us about this woodpicker campaign. Again, been talking to Derek Day, Managing Director with the Blake Project, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.